Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here. We are going back to the Malacha of Hoitzah, of carrying on Shabbos. So we learned till now that any items that are subordinate to the clothing, which means it's bottled to the clothing, so then it's not a problem of going out with that because it's not called carrying. And the examples were either something that serve the clothing, serve the garment, or something that have negligible value. They have no value. They're davar she'ein chashuv. But that's dafka if it's attached. Usually dafka if it's attached to the beged, so either it serves the beged, or if it's not chashuv, so then it's not considered a masui. Now, some want to say because of that if someone has crumbs in his pocket, it should be a problem to go out on Shabbos. That's pashut. You can't walk out with a tissue in your pocket on Shabbos, even though it's not chashuv a tissue, but since it's not attached to the beged, it's not attached to the garment, therefore, it's a problem of itzah. So l'chayra, if you have crumbs in your pockets, there should be a problem of Eitzah on Shabbos. So, Elukas Mir Shabbos Kilchasa on Parak Yaches, Ha'ara Kuf Begimel, he brings down from Shalom Zalman that the Loy Shemanu Misha Hizvakach. You never found that someone empties out the pockets from any crumbs when they go out for a walk on Shabbos. So, therefore, he says, Mistaver, that the dirt, the crumbs in your pocket are bottled, and therefore, even if it's not the Tzarech of a beggar, it's bottled to the beggar. We said it's only bottled if it's attached to the beggar. There are some things that are so not Choshev. They are so worthless and so meaningless, they don't have any chashivas whatsoever. For example, someone has dandruff on his jacket. You have any havamina, that's a problem for Itzah, because he's walking out with dandruff on Shabbos. But something that's so meaningless, as worthless, it's bottled with Nei Atzmai, even without being attached to the beged. Another thing that's very common, what about if someone has a pebble in his shoe? Is it a problem to walk in Rosh Hashanah like that way, because he's carrying the pebble? So here, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, you have to be machmir. He says, and even though we said you don't have to clean out your pockets, it's different. He says, buy the crumbs in your pockets, you don't plan on ever taking it out until the next Pesach. It stays in your pocket, and therefore you could say it's bottle. But something that it's bothering me, and I want to take it out, you can't say that's bottle. It's something that I don't want here. And therefore, Rav Shlomo Zalman says that you have to get rid of those pebbles when you're walking out in the street. What I saw in the Matnas of Ram, from the Square of Dying, he has a whole discussion there that could be, since here, it's carrying shaloi kedarkai, and it's a tircha to take it out of your shoe. So some would be mekel, and therefore he writes like this: the ma'isa nira shemisha toich de lechasai while he's walking nichesu na'av choyel oyavanim lechatchil yestad de lechasai sam. First thing is try to get rid of it. Achim adava kashaloi oyushunim tefnei anashim. Either it's hard for him to do, or is other people around. Vadava inayechloi yochel lahakev lahamshich velechasai. You keep on walking, and basically the reason is because it's very hard to do, and it's not really carrying kedarkai. And therefore, some want to be makel, but like upon him, there is a mokim to machmer if you have a pebble in your shoe to make sure to get rid of it. Now, the Aruch Shabbos looks at a third shiloh. What about to go out with something in your mouth, let's say stuck between your teeth? So he writes, it's mutter. He writes, mutter lot says, af shesh befivah bein shinov, even if you have in your mouth or between your teeth, shiori oichel left over food, ma'atim shelem chashivas, kim shem betelem gufoy. If it's food that has no chashivas, it's bottled to the guf, that's no problem. And he writes in the aura there, what's the pshat? He says, you never found it where you have to floss with dental floss before you go out on Shabbos. You don't find such a thing. And therefore, since that's a derech and it becomes bottle, so it's fine. But he says, if the leftover food in your mouth is bothering you, so then you make it take it out, then it's the same dinner as like the rock in the shoe, and therefore you should make sure to take it out before you go outside. And he says it's poshut that a candy in your mouth for sure is called carrying, even if it's very small. Because again, that can't be bottled if that's the thing I want. I'm enjoying that candy. It's not going to be bottled. It's not worthless or meaningless. And of course, it's not attached to your bluff. And therefore, walking out with a candy would be usher because of itzah.